Cutter Singleton, I've got a challenge for you today. Over the weekend, I was cleaning out a lot of old stuff from the back of the Crittenden Press. So we have a lot of storage area back there. And came across a personal item that I've had for probably 35, 40 years, maybe, I don't know, a long time. An old guitar. I don't even know what kind it is. I'm pretty sure that I got that from Bubba Rice's pawn shop down in Salem. Many folks remember George Rice. He cut hair and had a little pawn shop there on Main Street in Salem. What I was trying to do was sell that item, the whole guitar, which has, let's just say, all the strings are not attached any longer. And I posted it on Facebook and made a little comment about Cutter Singleton probably never played this guitar or something to that effect, but I was going to sell it anyway and hope to make a little cash on it. And it kind of took off, and I'm hoping now that I can challenge Cutter. Someone mentioned, you know, if he did sign that guitar, it may bring some value to it. So I know Cutter was out of town over the weekend, but I'm going to challenge all of you out there to encourage Cutter to sign this guitar, and then we're going to auction it on Facebook, I guess, would be the best place to do it. And we're going to give the money to the Mary Redmond Canine Shelter. Now, all this is predicated on the main guy with Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky grass to sign this. You know, these guys are world famous, certainly in Crittenden County and in Western Kentucky. They've been on the Grand Ole Opry and are headed to great things. And one day, a guitar with Cutter's John Hancock on it may be worth some real cash. You know, I was just selling this thing to get it out of the way. It's more of a giveaway. If you post something on Facebook and you say you're giving it away, no one wants it. If you ask for a little money, then and you can get a little bidding war going, you usually make $10 or $15. So anyway, Cutter, you're out there listening, or any of your folks are, let's talk about this and see what we can do. We may have started something big here. Now let's get to some real local news. We're going to start right after this message from First United Bank.
In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
I don't know how many folks have been out by the park recently. Lots going on out there, a lot of activity. You know, it's kind of the off season at the park, so there's been some work going on, getting ready for the spring. The playground, remind folks, is still closed because of some work being done there to add some of that poured in place crumb rubber. And still a little landscaping left to be done around there, so bear with us on that. But also, the pickleball courts are fenced and paved and ready for striping. As soon as warm weather gets here, folks will be able to enjoy some pickleball out at Marion Crittenden County Park. And in the meantime, the armory is open for pickleball. Just as a reminder, this has been going on for quite some time. There's some leagues, I guess you would call them leagues. There's some play that goes on out there. On Mondays, it's mixed men and women at 6 p.m. You know, male or female come out and they do some mixed doubles and just rotate in and out and have a lot of fellowship out there. That's on Mondays at 6. And then on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. is ladies only. And then on Saturdays, it's mixed again, men and women, at 9 a.m. That's all out at the former Armory. They call it the Crittenden County Recreation Center now. So check it out. Just show up if you want to play. I think they even have some paddles for you. Pickleball is kind of the rave nowadays. and some goings on this week in Marion, Kentucky. Your city council is meeting tonight. That's at 5 p.m. That's at City Hall on Main Street in Marion. The agenda includes updates on wastewater management and code enforcement, and I'll let you know kind of a promo for this week. I've been out to the wastewater treatment plant. I was out there, I spent an hour or two out there actually last week visiting with those folks, seeing how this new state-of-the-art facility is run, and I'll have a very interesting, to say the least, article in the paper this week. Some of you, I don't know, my wife's kind of grossed out by it, but I think it's pretty cool to see how this thing operates. Anyway, back to the city council meeting. In addition to those updates on wastewater management and code enforcement, there will be some appointments to the revolving loan fund committee, the tourism board, and the code enforcement board. Also, council members will discuss fire hydrant repairs, street paving, and a contract for LED streetlights in Marion, Kentucky. In other city news, Lake George has reopened for fishing for the first time since Marion's water crisis began nearly 3 years ago. Mayor Deanna Browning made the announcement over the weekend, I believe, or late last week. So what that means is the gates will be open out there. They've been closed. The lake has been shut off to human traffic, or at least to the public traffic. There's been a lot of work going on out there over the last year or so, construction equipment and such. They've stabilized the levee. And now all the work's done. It's the lake is not holding near as much water as it did before. However, it's still a pretty good size reservoir, and there should be plenty of good fishing out there. I know some folks are pretty excited about getting out there and trying it and see what's left. You know, when they breach that dam, the earthen dam, and cut it. A lot of the fish were sucked out, basically, you know, went down Crooked Creek. But there still should be plenty of fish in the lake, and it'd be interesting to see. The mayor is also in some discussions with the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources regarding an opportunity for the future of the lake. You know, which a lot of people are concerned that we may end up completely losing it. But there is a great effort, a push going forward to try to do something with that lake to preserve it for its recreational value in the community. It will eventually cease being a source of raw water for the city of Marion's water plant eventually as the city transitions into using Crittenden Livingston Water District as its primary and eventually perhaps only source of drinking water. And speaking of Crittenden Livingston Water District, its board of directors will meet this afternoon, 4 p.m. at the Deer Lakes Golf Course meeting room. Several things on the agenda, and again, this is a special called meeting at 4 p.m.
Round 2 Boutique, located at 220 South Main Street in Marion, makes shopping fun and oh so affordable. Check out Round 2 Boutique's new and gently used clothing for adults and children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop in today to take advantage of a buy one, get one free off everything in the store sale. That's 220 South Main Street in Marion.
Now I want to have a little personal endorsement, so to speak. I just want to remind everybody that the Crittenden Press is more than a newspaper. You know, printing the news each week and posting online is not our only gig. You know, whether it's business cards, envelopes, notepads, signs, banners, posters, letterhead, flyers, just whatever, we can do it. We can print on it right here in Marion, Kentucky. We can do color. We can even take your old photographs, your old pictures from the past, and if they're black and white, we can colorize them. If they have scratches or they're torn, we can repair them. Actually, we make a copy of them and give you a repaired copy of it. The Crittenden Press, much more than just a newspaper, we're a print shop. We can provide you with all sorts of materials for your weddings, birthdays, your big events coming up to promote your sales, handbills, flyers, just about anything you need. So give us a call if we can help you. In obituaries, Carla Gail Connor, 77, of Marion, died on Friday, February 7th at Salem Spring Lake. Meyer's Funeral Home in Marion will be in charge of those arrangements. And in outdoors news, rabbit and quail season comes to an end today. Those seasons opened back on November 11th, and today is the final day to chase small game in Kentucky. Now, there's a couple of other seasons that will be going out later this week, fall squirrel season and Canada goose season go out on February 15th. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local sports, the Lady Rockets posted a come-from-behind victory on Saturday night over in Union County. That coming off a big win on Friday for homecoming against Dawson Springs. The Lady Rockets beat Union County 51-46. And that was on Saturday night. On Friday night, they beat Dawson Springs 63-14. Just truly outmanned Dawson Springs. But it was a tough game over in Morganfield on Saturday, where the Lady Rockets got down a couple of starters late in the game. Of course, Elliot Evans is out with a sprained ankle, and is probably going to miss another game or two. But Anna Boone fouled out with just under 3 minutes left in the game and left the Lady Rockets somewhat shorthanded. They had been down 10 in the second half, but had cut it to 1 at that point, so they were trailing by 1 point. And then Jordan Hodge just took over the game and scored 10 of the Lady Rockets' last dozen points, and she finished with 18. That victory also pulled the Lady Rockets pretty doggone close to that coveted 20-win mark. They've won 19 now, so one more win will give Shannon Hodge her fourth 20-win season in 32 years of coaching the Lady Rocket basketball team. So Crittenden County's girls will be back in action on Tuesday night over at Hopkins Central, where they can pick up that coveted 20th victory. Now, the boys lost a couple of games over the weekend. They were beaten by Hickman County 80-41 at Rocket Arena on Saturday. The leading scorers in that game for Crittenden County were Junior Cowsert and Jay Stevenson. They each had 7 points. And on Friday night, Drake Young made 5 3-pointers, but it wasn't enough to help the Rockets against a pretty good Dawson Springs team. Crittenden County lost that game 87-40, and the Rockets are still in search of their first victory of the season. In other boys basketball action around the area over the weekend, Livingston Central lost 87-67 at Hopkins Central. And on Saturday, Lyon County beat Owensboro by 10 points, 90-80 in the Ackridge Ace Jam. That was over in Eddyville. The Livingston County Lady Cardinals will host McCracken County tonight at Smithland, and the Lyon County Boys will host Dawson Springs over in Eddyville. And the number 14 Kentucky Wildcats got a victory over the weekend and a big boost from Lamont Butler, who returned to the lineup. He helped lead the Cats to an 80-57 victory over struggling South Carolina. Now, Travis Perry didn't get a whole lot of playing time in that game, only 2 minutes. He recorded 1 rebound. The Wildcats will be back in action on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. at home against number 4, Tennessee. And that's a wrap this morning. We'll catch you again middle of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.